146.9.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound, 146.0, the greatest of all time. Yeah, I beat Dave Alvarado. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Yeah, watching the fight right now. My last fight 3 days ago. I beat the shit out of a 205-pound MMA heavyweight with 80 wins under his belt. Look how loud that 1-2 was that I hit him with. Look at that shit. God damn. I hit him in the jaw, and then I hit him in the head. And then 009, hit him in the cheekbone, and that's when he quit. He was too scared to throw a punch. He knew he was fucked as soon as he got hit. He knew he had no chance. The guy had 45 pounds on me. Like I said, man, these heavyweights, nobody can beat me. None of them will ever beat me. Look at that, bam. I hit harder than all of them. I'm faster than all of them, and I'm just a much better boxer. I'm just a much better athlete. Like, much better fighter. I'm much better naturally as a fighter than all of them. You know what I mean? Their size, their, you know, all that mass, it doesn't mean shit. And if they land a lucky punch, you saw Derek the Giant. He was getting his ass kicked, and then he landed a lucky punch. What happened? I brushed it off, and I kept beating his ass. There you go. Deontay Wilder, we connected on each other, and I TKO'd Wilder. Wilder didn't, he didn't TKO me. I TKO'd Wilder. Yeah, I was talking to my wife. We're going to go on Skype, like, right after the radio, so she's not home yet. She's on her way home, so, yeah, wife comes first, baby. Yeah, this is it. My wife got approved. Yeah, so it shouldn't be too long. 2 to 4 months, tops, and she'll be in L.A., so. This is it. Once she gets her visa. Well, she can't go to the airport yet. She has to go through the interview first. Then when she goes through the interview, which she will, then, yeah, that day, you know, I can buy her a ticket. I can't wait. She tells me that she can't wait to see me again. It's been so long, and, you know, Charlie Zelenoff, the champ, and my wife is a former supermodel from Ukraine, Daria Zelenoff. A match made in heaven, literally. I beat the fuck out of everybody in boxing. The king of boxing, Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. I proved it. Look how many wins I have. Every single fight, I literally upload on YouTube of me getting the better of all my opponents. And, you know, to all you delusional haters, you know, talking shit, you can't say shit anymore. Because I punked mainstream actors that you people support. I punked you haters in real life. The day I beat Alvarado, the college wrestler, I'm telling you, not at that gym, but a gym like really close where nobody wanted to fight, some haters start running his mouth. And then I told him, I'm like, I'll knock you out. I'm like, you keep talking. I'm like, you get anywhere near me, motherfucker, you're going to sleep, troll. I'm like, this isn't the computer, motherfucker. This is real life. Real life champion. Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, motherfucker. You get any closer, you're going to feel the force, motherfucker. I told him that. This son of a bitch snitched to the staff on me. And I told the staff, I said, this hater, this guy's from the internet. Okay, they knew who I was. I'm like, I'm sure you guys are familiar with these crazy bloggers on the internet that leave bad feedback due to their crazy jealousy. I said, I did not know he had, how he got a membership here. Apparently he escaped a mental institution. Well, you guys need to kick him out. Because this guy, I pointed at the hater. I said, him and his fellow online warriors, these guys are all mentally ill. You know, they're not boxing fans. They like this, you know, this show, mainstream bullshit with big crowds. You know, yeah, they think those stuff, they think those are real fights. They're completely, you know, fucking, they're loony. You know, what can I say? Beyond repair. Look, a normal person can see the mainstream boxing, it's a show. It's not an actual fight. And those guys, those are not actual boxers. Those are regular people putting on boxing gloves. Anybody can put on boxing gloves. Physically, anybody can literally put on gloves, right? But can anybody perform at the level that Charlie Zonoff performs at? Can anybody go to a gym and beat five different fighters in one night? Can anybody beat three men in one day? Over and over and over and over again. I do it all the time. Remember May 3rd? Oh, of course you haters remember May 3rd. You'll never forget. I beat three people in one day on May 3rd, 2016. See, that's why I fought on May 3rd, because May 3rd will forever be remembered as one of the greatest feats in boxing history. Charlie Zonoff beat a cruiserweight boxer by the name of Rick Rodriguez, which turned out to be a great, phenomenal fight. The way I outboxed him with the jab, the way I outboxed him with that hook. You know, we were both trash-talking each other, and I just go, bam, left hook right in his fucking temple. That was phenomenal, man. That was a phenomenal fight. Then I went toe-to-toe with a 230-pound U.S. Marine, and I beat the fuck out of him. Made him quit. And then, oh, man, that was phenomenal. An MMA fighter, 180-pounder, that did MMA for 24 years. Motherfucker obviously had all these black belts and jujitsu, whatever the fuck. I punched this guy. I rushed him, and he, like, leaned towards the bench, and I just go, bam, left hook. Man. Three different wins in the same day, and when did it happen? May 3rd. Yeah, so I put an end to this fucking box wreck fucking horse shit. And I won fights after that. I beat Sambo Russian, man. That was, like, one of my greatest wins ever. The guy was huge, strong, big motherfucker. It's not just, see, like, Derek is just, you know, Derek's big, you know, he's nothing special, you know what I'm saying? He was easy work. Derek the Giant was like a punching bag. He was like a punching bag for me. I was just like, jab, 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 jab. It's like, it was target practice, you know what I'm saying? Gilles of All, the TV fighter, Gilles of All that I beat, he was also target practice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, against Deontay Wilder, when I hit him in the jaw, oh, that was, you know, because I hate that motherfucker, you know. I had to take him out right away. He was TKO'd right away. He was done. The second fight, okay, so Wilder loses in the ring. Second fight, he's getting his ass beat. I'm hitting him in the body, and he catches me with a lucky punch, and he throws at me while I'm on a knee, and then all these fucking crazy deluded haters start saying that Wilder knocked me out? What? What the fuck is wrong with you people? What the fuck? He got disqualified. He got physically, technically knocked the fuck out. He got physically TKO'd, and then he got DQ'd in the second fight. And then he's avoided, and is still avoiding, a rematch that he does not deserve to this day. And I beat better opposition. I beat Gilles of All. Gilles of All would knock out Deontay Wilder. Wilder's too fragile. As soon as Gilles would let his hands go, then, listen, I've seen Eric Molina stun this guy, right? I've seen some obese, sick, fat man in Alabama put Wilder on his ass, all right? Wilder's a joke. And fucking Gilles of All lets his hands go. Sambo Russian, also volume puncher. Listen, you put pressure on this guy, you hit him in the jaw, he's nothing. Fuck his reach. Fuck his, you know, this whole thing that he's trying to intimidate people. You know what I mean? He acts like a fucking gangster and shit. He got tattoos on his face. Hey, I didn't give a shit about that. When I hit him in the jaw, Deontay's jaw felt like a marshmallow. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. Yeah, like I said, man, Wilder is just jealous of me. I mean, I'm a better fighter than him, obviously. I beat him in the ring. I fight way more often than him. My wife is way hotter than his fucking girlfriend or wife, whichever bitch he's with. My wife is way hotter than her. Come on. My wife, Daria, she's hotter than any fucking bitch in Hollywood, whatever, famous fucking whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Come on, everybody knows that my wife is the hottest girl. Hottest girl, period. Not just in Ukraine or in the world, period. My wife, go take a look at the photos of my wife. Yeah. You ain't going to find you can look at any Playboy magazine. You're not going to find a woman that beautiful, man. And my wife doesn't do Playboy, man. She only does that, like, she can only get naked. My wife can only get naked for one man. Charlie Z. And these sluts do it for, you know, sell their body for money. All the, my wife's not like that. She only got naked for me when we had sex. Because it's normal. She's my wife. I'm her husband. She used to be a model, but with clothing, like bikini, you know, like, yeah. She, like I said, the only male that she gets naked for is Charlie Zelenoff. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of you motherfuckers can only fucking wish, and that's it. But, 146 now, man. Let me play the fight again. Oh, yeah. So, since I keep exposing mainstream boxing, you guys want to hear, you know, well, nicknames, I mean, it's actually who they really are. You know, like, okay, PBC, right? Premier Boxing. You know what it really stands for? Okay, I'm the champion. They're not champions. PBC, those PBC fights, it really stands for public boring crap. And you know what HBO stands for? Horseshit bullshit organization. Showtime, joke time. ESPN2, entertainment sports, phony nonsense, man. That's what it stands for. Now, Showtime, well, I told Deontay Wilder, they call you the bronze bomber? Get in the ring with me and I'll show you how to bomb. There, I bombed on the bronze bomber. Yeah, when I hit Wilder in the jaw, now that was Showtime, motherfucker. Charlie Z, the greatest. 116 knockouts. I got more knockouts than this motherfucker has fights in his whole life. I got more KOs than these guys have total fights in their life, man. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the route that I took, it's phenomenal. 146 wins, beating Marines, Navy SEALs, boxers, underground boxers, real boxers, mainstream fake, phony fucking fake motherfuckers. Like, I beat them too, Mayweather, Wilder. I beat the phony TV boxers. I whooped everybody's ass. Real fighters, pretend fighters, you name it. I beat all their asses. I exposed all of them. Yeah, like the under-the-radar boxers like Southpaw Sill, they're better than the guys on these PBC, horseshit, bullshit organization, phony nonsense, ESPN2, yeah, joke time. And see, these fucking delusional fucking trolls, they think that these guys on television, oh, these are names, but when are you going to beat a name? Hey, you know what? I beat Deontay Wilder. Isn't he a so-called name? Isn't Mayweather Sr. a so-called name? Isn't Gil Zavala? Well, see, Gil Zavala is actually, yeah, he is a televised commercial fighter, but he is something what I call an exception. You know, great fighter? No. Good fighter? Yes. I mean, and that's the thing. I beat him so easily that I saw some of the comments, like, you know, before I started to say it, went all the comments, because I don't want to read that spam. I mean, the truth is in the video. I'm punching the guy in the face. What can you possibly say? I'm literally obliterating my opposition. What can you say? If you say anything stupid, if you say anything, like, derogatory, it's just going to make you look stupid. You know what I'm saying? I got videos. Not video, videos. Video after video of me beating the fuck out of everybody. And you haters that want to dog and talk shit about my comp? Wait a minute. So you're saying that U.S. Marines are not trained fighters? I beat 8 U.S. Marines. I beat 2 Navy SEALs. Navy, do you people even know what a Navy SEAL is? Any Navy SEAL would fucking murder any mainstream boxer. That Navy SEAL that I beat, that guy would kill both of the Klitschkos, man. In a street fight, he obviously would, even in a boxing match. Yeah, the Navy SEAL that I beat, yeah, that motherfucker that was clinching me and shit, yeah, hey, listen, he was pretty good. He was a good boxer. He was southpaw, he was slick, you know what I mean? Hey, I hit him in the jaw with a left, and, you know, he was not easy to hit. He knew what he was doing. That's what I'm saying, man. Navy SEALs, they're trained to kill. They're trained to kill with weapons. They're trained to kill with their hands. These are real fighters, man. None of this TV horse shit. My God, man. It's like, do you understand that all this, okay, in the underground, in the real fight game, you know how we view this TV stuff? It's a joke. It's literally a joke. It's like fucking, you know, you guys are like, you know, if I want to laugh, I'm not going to watch Comedy Central. I'm just going to watch mainstream boxing if I want to laugh. You know what I mean? Because you people are hilarious. You people think you're fighters, but you fight once tops, maybe twice a year. If you're so fucking good, why do you fight that little once, twice a year? I scored 5 wins in one night, the night before I got to 100, and then the next day, check this. I beat that motherfucker Black, this one underground boxer from the hood. They call him Black. Yeah, well, he nearly blacked the fuck out when I hit him, though. Okay, so I beat him for 95. That was a phenomenal win. Cameras were pointing at us and everything. I went to the hood to fight. All right, 96. Beat the shit out of that cocky MMA fighter that we had some wars on the court, remember? Yeah, him. Whooped his ass. Then he quit and just fucking ran away. He just, like, bounced. Then I beat a 6'10". I went bare knuckle. Bare knuckle with a 6'10 boxer, Rana Goku. You understand? 6'10", the motherfucker. He has shoes on. Yeah, he was on video, the basketball player. Yeah, well, he's a former boxer. He was 6'11 with shoes, basically a 7-footer, man. I threw one up top. That guy, he flew almost as bad as Deontay Wilder. That motherfucker had, like, a 7'3" wingspan, and I beat him. Yeah, so now you understand why I get angry when you tell me to fight middleweights. If 6'10" fucking heavyweight boxers can't beat me, what the fuck am I going to get out of beating a fucking middleweight like Gennady Golovkin? Come on, man. Gennady Golovkin? Dude, I'd beat the fuck out of him, man. I'd hurt that guy. That guy's a joke. He is a joke. I've seen his robotic fucking fake fights. That guy is terrible. He does not know how to fight. He has no idea what he's doing. Guys like Quentin, Mario, Gino Escrow, obviously Gio Zavala, Derek the Giant. Look, man, Sambo Russian would knock out the Klitschkos in seconds, man. Come on, man. Gennady Golovkin would never fight Sambo Russian, man. He's way too small, man. He's way too small and way too shitty. At least Sambo Russian admitted that I beat him. You know what I'm saying? Gennady Golovkin is a joke. The guy, he's obviously been ducking me. He only wants, again, he's just like Mayweather, you know, they want to put him in with fake fighters. You know, listen, they put him in with Zelenoff, that's my wife. One second. They put him in against Zelenoff. I'm going to put an end to his fabricated so-called career. What he calls a boxing career. Like I said, he's a mainstream fighter, not real fighters. I'm not saying that everything on TV. Okay, I watch movies. Like, movies are cool, you know what I mean? But, like, if you seriously watch live movies, like mainstream boxing, and take it like it's a real fight, then something's wrong with you. And something is wrong with you haters. You haters are mentally ill. Yeah, it's just like messenger thing me and my wife talk about. Yeah, what can I say, man? I beat so many people in boxing, man. When my wife comes to make love to her, it's gonna feel undescribable. It's gonna feel, man, I can't even come to words how great it's going to feel, man. It's like, I'm so accomplished, you know. I'm the best boxer in the world. I beat everybody. You see when I hit that dude Alvarado, the MMA heavyweight? The guy in the background, he had headphones on, and he turned his head because the punches were so loud. That motherfucker was listening to music. I'm sure he had his fucking volume up and everything. And I punched this motherfucker with a 1-2. Boom, boom. This motherfucker turns around. Shit, man. That shit was loud, though, for real, though. Look. Like fucking gunshots, man, on the wheel. Look at that. Bam, bam. Yeah, and that Floyd Mayweather Jr. guy, that guy needs help. Floyd Mayweather Jr., yeah, that dude, seriously, I mean, he's been exposed. I mean, when was the last time he quote-unquote fought Andre who? Who the fuck is that? Birdo? Who the fuck? Man, I'd knock out Mayweather and Andre Birdo on the same day. They're too small, man. Who the fuck is that, honestly? I beat fucking Gio Zavala, who's 220. I beat Derek the Giant, who's 300. I beat a 6'10 heavyweight. I'm telling you, Big Ron. Ron and Goku, 6'10, 220, but he's still tall as fuck, got that reach. dude, Mayweather would need a ladder to fucking to reach that guy. He would not reach his face. He would not. But what? Are you kidding me? He wouldn't outbox him to the body. No fucking way. Come on, man. That guy's 6'10", man. That guy would punch Mayweather one time. Mayweather would collapse, man. 6'10", man. This motherfucker's not even 5'10". Motherfucker's 5'8". Full of shit. Fucking dude, just go back to your Dancing in the Stars bullshit, man. You're a fucking actor. You're not a fighter. Stay away from boxing. You're not a boxer. You're mockery. Your fans are delusional. Your fans are sick in the head. You're sick in the head. Your father's sick in the head. Your father got your ass beat by the greatest of all time. Your uncle, mentally ill. Now, Roger Mayweather, let me tell him something. Hey, Roger, if you listen to this, you don't know shit about boxing, motherfucker, because Charlie Z is the greatest. Not your fucking deluded nephew and not Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Robinson has never won 146 bouts without losing. When he was 128-1, what the fuck is that? 146-0. Nice try, motherfucker. And I beat 67 heavyweights. How many heavyweights has Ray Robinson beat? Zero. None. And what was his weight? 160. What is my weight? 160. And I beat 67 heavyweights. I am the GOAT.